Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Monday. So we introduce a new topic for the week. This kicks off our weekly cycle of challenges, where every Monday we introduce the idea for the week. Tuesdays we study it in the Bible. Wednesdays we see how that changes and transforms us. Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we're learning. Fridays we take time to pray and reflect. Saturday is our day for rest, and then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. That's why we started a brand new Christian community in Ajax called Redeemer Church's Family Room. We all meet in one room, people of all different ages, and that's why we call it the Family Room. For more information about our new church service in the east end of the GTA, visit redeemerajax.ca. Well, continuing on our discussion about the Fort McMurray wildfires last week, we've got another image to think about. I just want you to think about those people escaping the Fort McMurray wildfires and how amazing it is that no one died in that entire evacuation, a city of 80,000 plus. Evacuated entirely, and the only two deaths were traffic accidents. Otherwise, everybody got out safe, and it's pretty incredible. And I read some analysis of why that might have been, and there were a number of factors. Obviously, some of it's just happenstance. It happened. It worked out. But there were also other factors, like the number of people in the city that work for the oil industry, where safety is a major priority. And they're all used to safety drills. They're all used to being aware of their surroundings. That spills over into the rest of the city, to those who don't work in oil and gas. It spills over to their children. One possibility is there's just been an emphasis on safety for so many of these people that they were able to stay calm, had a plan, they were able to execute that plan safely, calmly. Even while people were driving out of the city, it was amazing that I remember seeing images of people all driving on the right side of the road, when people might have been tempted to cross over to the other side and just take advantage of the empty other side of the highway. They left it open for emergency vehicles to come in. There was a sense that people stayed pretty calm. Not everyone, of course, but the 95% stayed calm, did what they needed to do, followed the law, followed the instructions they were given, and that got everybody out safe, even the 5% who weren't able to do that. Now, if only we could do the same in the rest of life, right? Not everybody stays calm, even just on their daily commute. Just last week, I was on my commute, and a couple of people got on the train and immediately started grumbling and complaining loudly for everyone to hear about how they could never get a seat and how terrible this was and so on. We can't even stay calm on our way to work sometimes. And amazingly, people were able to stay calm in a crisis when it hit Fort McMurray. If only we could stay calm through our lives, whatever we face. But unfortunately, we do face challenges in life. We do face things that make us anxious and afraid. And we need some help with that sometimes. We need something that can help us to stay peaceful and calm no matter what comes our way, even in chaos. Well, this week we'll read a passage from the Bible where Paul, an early Christian leader, described how he and others could stay calm and peaceful, even in the chaos of a difficult life. Before we get to that, I've got a question for you to think about, though. What helps you keep your cool in a panic situation? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.